there is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Father, we ask that you grant us understanding and participation into that which you want to bring to us this evening. You know one thing, that there are many promises later, but sometimes believers are blind. Some have not heard, some have not seen. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, until you unveil it. That's when we can see, know, and participate and partake that which you have made available for us. And we ask this one thing, that your spirit will remove the scales in our eyes and remove the wax in our ears and break the curtain in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Grant us access into these things, in Jesus' name we pray. Anyway, see, brothers and sisters, I believe there is something that opened. See, topic in Revival Hub does not just come by. We don't have any other thing to discuss. Is it not true? Hello. Hello. Topic don't just come because, you know, let's try a new thing. I believe the season we are into is the season where God wants many of us to see and know what he has promised us and take advantage of them. Because if you don't know, I think, let's read Romans chapter 10. Let me just use that place to do something. Romans chapter 10. Projector, can you help me? Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Can we read it together? I want to go. Okay, go back to the previous verse. I say 14, you are saying 15. Verse 13, go to 13. Okay, let's read this place. One to go. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Next verse. How then shall they call on him on whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without what? How shall they preach? Anyway, I have gotten what I want. Meaning that if actually you have not yet come to a place you know anything, no matter where you are, no matter how desperate you are, you have not heard about that, it will be I'm looking for a word. One of those days in Cameroon, you know, we have been praying for the move of God. I brought one video about the move of God by, what's the name of this man again? People were drunk and they are laughing. I showed them the video. I showed them, see a sample. They began to laugh at it. They were laughing and say, what is this? What is this nonsense? I said, that's what it will look like. When we are praying for the move of God and we don't know what the move of God looks like, the same thing to the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I like response. The same thing to the promises of God. Sometimes what you are believing God for, you gave your life to Christ, and you hear that if you give your life to Christ, there are things that are packages that are inside that place you just found yourself. There are packages that are there that immediately you give your life to Christ, these things are what you are promised to have. And by peradventure, you found yourself inside this thing, this kingdom now. You are looking ahead to see the manifestations of those packages, to see them handed over to you, and you didn't. It's massive that the thing is not true. They told you that if you give your life to Christ, these are the promises that are in the kingdom. Immediately you come into the kingdom, all these things will be willed to you. and you are expecting them. You know, it's much like a woman that gave that married. It's normal that if you marry, you give birth to a child. Is it not true? No. And you didn't know some things, and you are waiting. The man is waiting. You are. You are waiting too. Yeah. After 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you are crying for God to give you children. You didn't know the actions to take. You will see that there will be no children. Is it not true? Because we are going to unravel many things this evening. And you will see why many things you are expecting, you heard. Many have heard it. Many don't know it at all at all. Are you getting what I'm saying? And please respond. Many have not heard it. That's one. I once met a man that they told them that before you receive baptism of Holy Ghost, you will pray. The day God wants, he will pour it on you. So, the man has stayed 23 years expecting for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I remember, MJ, how many of us, we are that day, we are cleaning here. Some people, we are here that day. Some brothers, I don't know whether you remember. We are here that day. And the man was saying it, they told them, blah, 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 blah. I will not call the denomination. I said, bro, calm down. Do you want to receive it now? He said, they said, I said, shh, do you need it now? He said, if God, I said, do you need it now? I said, is God promised it, but you need to cash it out. Say, cash it out.
Cash it out.
You know, I'll pray to my father and he will do what? Send what? The promise of the father. The thing have been sent, but you don't know how to access it. Do you see? I'm just mentioning some people, the categories of people that are in the kingdom. Some people know it. They don't know how to access it. Some people don't know at all. They have not heard about it. You have gone to evangelism and you want to pray for some people about the baptism of Holy Ghost, they will tell you, I've not heard about it. Raise your hand. I've not heard about it. Raise your hand. Yes, even somebody told me that you have not heard about Jesus one day. Yes, as popular as that name is, the promise for salvation. Hello? Hey, Jesus Christ. Hello? You know, it's teaching. Sometimes this one is not. Need to calm down so that you soak it in. You internalize what you are hearing. Yes, that's why it's teaching. You need to soak it in. You need to open your spirit, soul, and body. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I told the man, do you need it now? I know they told you that God will send it, but if you just obey what I said now, you see it. He said, can you just obey me for once? You are older than me. I know. But just obey me this time. Just obey what I say. I say, I will say in the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth. Faster and louder. Immediately I said it. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Faster and louder. The guy jumped on the phone and busted in tongues. Meanwhile, he had been expecting it for more than 23 years. So, I told him that you need to flush. That is, if you are a hydro engineering, if you are drilling borehole, if you terminate, that's what is called pump, run testing. You run test the borehole. What you are doing is that you are flushing out the chemicals so that the water can be drinkable.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So I need to keep the borehole so that it will run for a while. Because for long.
Hallelujah.
I put it in loudspeaker. I say, oh yeah, continue, pray, don't stop. He prayed up to 3 hours before me. I caught my phone. Because he need to exercise the engine. He have not tested it before. I use this as an example to tell you, this is also applicable to every area, every promises that God have made in the scripture. Because if you don't know anything about it, you don't know how to assess it. Sometimes you'll be blaming God. Meanwhile, has God delivered the package? Yes. But have you assessed it? No. Do you know how to assess it? It's another ball game altogether. Hallelujah. Amen.
I found out that where work is, most times, is not about hearing it. It's knowing how to assess it. Sister, you are not following. Where work is, most times, is not about knowing the promise. It's knowing how to cash it out. How can I make this thing now to be mine? Because you have been hearing from your Sunday school, children class, up to your adult class, and even till this place, you have been hearing many things. But there is a big question in your heart, big question mark. Am I saying the truth here? Am I saying the truth?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is a big question mark in your heart. So we are going to do a little Bible study about some promises, and we will see how to cash it out. Because it's not just about the promises of God, but how do I assess this thing? How can I assess this? Just teach me how. What will I do now? The buttons I will press, and this thing will just come out like this. Is it not better like that? People need to respond. I beg, please. I beg. I'm begging you with Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Give me keyboard. The reason why I'm talking like this is because I want you to follow me. Because if I run now, you will not follow. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that's incredible. Okay. So let's go to, before I do my Bible reading, I want to just build before I do my Bible reading. So, okay. Bible is littered with many promises, and most times the promise, a particular promise that God made is for a particular set of people. Sometimes it's for the children of Israel. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Sometimes it's to a person like David. There is a show mercy of David. Are you getting what I'm saying? David and his family. Are you getting what I'm saying? First of all, you must know this promise to whom. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Don't just open Bible and begin to just. You must know how the promise is connected to you now. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You must know the roadmap that leads, that connects you to that promise. It's not, don't just come and begin to say, I, Abraham. Do you know how you are connected to Abraham? And when we are talking about connection, it's not knowing it with your head. It must be a clear-cut revelation that, you must know how you are connected to that particular promise. To that you are singing it and you read it is not enough. One thing about Satan is that Satan is a legal personality. He's not moved by what you say. He's moved by the reality you have. Hallelujah. If by peradventure you capture the knowledge alone and it have not yet sink inside you, you'll be saying it and you will not see results. The kingdom is so much carved that you cannot maneuver yourself into it. You must know the path you follow so that you can bring other people inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? Bible says, since the days of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached. And what happened? If you know how you pressed in for the first time, you can know how you pressed on for the second time. Is it not true? Follow me now. Is it not true? Because the issue is that people come to pastors, and pastors can use his anointing and revelation and bring them into a realm or bring them into a particular promise. I once prayed for people to be healed and to receive their sight, and they got their sight was restored. They began to see. At the time, the team came back and they called me and said, I want to collect my grass. Not one person. I died inside. I called the person, let me teach you. Because I did. You know, when we come like this, I say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. We didn't tell you the ABCD of what happened for that healing to take place. Because if actually you know the promise and how to navigate into the promise, by prevention tomorrow, something happened, you will journey back to that place again. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why we are teaching this topic. Many things now will not be by coincidence. Are you getting what I'm saying? It will be, it's a must. You know, I know this. If you wake me up, I can praise this. It's part of me. This is it. I know it. A Jewish man is not struggling to believe that his father is Abraham and they can be above. They are not Christians. But they taught them from the childhood the Jewish laws and they mastered it. Tell me any big structure that is in this earth. You will see it's a Jewish man that owns it. They calcify a particular knowledge inside of them and they know it. That's why you see them prospering in every area. They can go anywhere and start something afresh. They will tell you, give me 10 years. And you will see, after 10 years, he will replicate the same thing again. As I say, the kingdom is not like, it's not, you can't access the kingdom by carelessness. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
You are following now, I can pick it. You can't access the kingdom by carelessness. You can't assess any promise of God by carelessness. You can't just come. You can be in an atmosphere where things will be made possible for you to assess. But what if you go out of that place? How will you steward? How will you? Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because you must know how to assess it. Also to bring men into that issue, into that dimension, into that location. So we are going to study about the promise of God towards Abraham. And we'll see the roadmap that linked us now that are believers to that blessing. And I pray that God will open your eyes, because if you know it, forget it. Hallelujah. If you know how you are connected by revelation, this is not by you know, it's not just reading it. If you know how you are connected by revelation, you know what God promised Abraham, yeah, it will be easy for you to assess it. You can stand like this and claim it. This one is, you can throw it down. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Genesis chapter 12. Let's read that place. Holy Spirit, help us. Imela. Imela. Okaka. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be what? Wow. Underline that, please. That phrase. Let's sing this song a bit.
O kaka, o yekeru, imela, imela, ezemo.
I think before we also understand the promises of God, we must have a little understanding of the fatherhood of God. Because I once struggled with that thing, and many people are struggling with it. You use the revelation of your physical father and you are following God. In the book of Matthew, is it chapter 7, verse 7? He said, ask that you shall receive. Is it not true? Knock, it shall open to you. Is it not true? Seek, you shall find. Is it not true? Now he began to tell us about, compare God with our earthly father. He began to compare. I tell you the truth, if you come into the kingdom newly, one of the things that you will battle with is the fatherhood dimension of God. Devil will use the physical father you have to rob you of many things that God has promised you. Because you will use the mindset of who your father is, that your father, that before he gives you school fees,
Kai. Some people are enjoying actually, but some people didn't enjoy. Hallelujah. Some people didn't enjoy. If you see a child that has a good upbringing of from a good father, the guy will be very, very open. The guy will be very, very open. And what makes people to be feeling insecure and many other things and all these emotional things is because of the father. Imagine before your father talked to you, he would hit the table like this and shout at you and look at you like this for long. You will swallow what you want to say. I won't talk about my father. I won't talk about my father. I know a family that if their father enter like this, everybody vroom, vroom from window. They will be laughing like this immediately. The father, vroom, the lady in them, I'm not telling you, lady, vroom, boom, boom, boom. The time they will say, "Hi, yes," he will shout. Now that's how he used to shout. And when they come inside the kingdom, when you begin to bring this kind of teaching to them, they will use the mentality of the experience they used to have and begin to approach God. And so you will see that it will be hard for them to first of all, the first work is breaking the mentality they have towards God. God is your father. And Bible says, if your earthly father will give you what you want, what about your heavenly father? For those that their earthly father can give what they want. Are you getting what? I don't want to say many things. For those that their earthly father can give what they want. But for those that their earthly father can't give, you understand the scripture. Upon that, Jesus said that that man is what? A wicked man. Even if your earthly father can give you what you want, he said, what? That man is what? You can't call your father a wicked man now again. That's the word of God. God is trying to to tell you that there is a big distance between him and a mortal human being. You can't compare two of them. By peradventure, God promise you anything. He's not a man that can fail. He said it in the scripture. Is it not true? The issue with man is that the upbringing you have reorganized your mentality that you see God like man. And when you read the scripture, the warfare in your mind is actually, is it true? Is it true? Is it true? You can share the revelation to people, but you particularly, you have not entered it. Is it not true now? Because there is, I can believe you if you have participated in it, because it will give me more conviction. Because if you tell me that I can do this, and come, let me teach you this, and I look at you and I found out that you can do it easily at any time, at any moment, and bro, it will be easy for me to understand it. Is it not true? The reason why many people do not accept gospel. When I say accept, it's not that they say no. They are sitting in the church, but after preaching it, you know, it's because it's not by example. If I pass through a road 10 times, I can sit here and tell you, if you are passing through this road that is connected to Uneze bus stop to St. Mary, if you reach the organizer, there is a portal there by your right. Is it not true? If you reach to a jamat, slow down, there is a portal and there is another portal. Is it not true? If you move small, there is a bump, but before the bump there is another portal. In fact, don't follow St. Mary because they have closed the road now. Is it not better like that? So if you are journeying to that place, you know you'll be looking to the, you. Is it not true? You are. I've given you things to expect in this journey. Now you are embarking on. There are things you will see. By peradventure, you try this one, it didn't work. Do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, by the mercy of God, I pray that God will reorganize our mentality. There is something that needs to happen to our mentality towards God. At a time in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, project it to me. I don't want to read the place. But God was angry with the children of Israel because there's so many things and many promises still there. They argued and doubt. Bible said they didn't mix what they saw or heard with what? Faith. And God refused to bring them into where? His rest. Why? Huh? God said these people are stiff-necked people. I'm telling you, you know, we'll be reading it and say, to fear. It's not to fear, bro. Shake your life. You see, he has promised he will never fail. I will follow him. He has promised he will never fail. He's faithful. Forever is faithful. Is forever. First of all, let's do a little debugging. That's what we are doing now. That's what we are doing. This little time is just to debug many things out of our mind so that when we begin to eat this party, I want everybody to leave here with something. I'm telling you the truth. All of us need to enter. The purpose is not to come here and share things. What am I sharing? If I share it and you deny it, nothing. There is no good, there is no benefit. The purpose of preaching is to bring men into it. Let them start experiencing it. That's what discouraged our parents. At the time, they began to question Christianity. Yes. They question. You are praying like this, they are questioning it because they are. Did they receive the promise and they are questioning it? I'm asking us. I heard Pastor Joshua in Cameroon talking about how his father believed financial money and Japanese car and the rest. The man, let me tell you, it's not funny. For those that their parents are pastors, I'm telling you the truth, though. You think it's joke? Morning devotion, we used to do something reasonable. I had a big fireman. We will be clear. You don't have revelation and you are bound, you are kept outside from the commonwealth of Israel. You don't have revelation. The thing just kept you outside. The thing just brought you outside and you are claiming, I receive my car, I receive my money. What are you receiving? You don't know it. You don't know the pathway to enter where your car is. Where did you see your car in the Bible? Hallelujah. Because if you have not seen it yet in the Bible, when I say see, it's not about seeing where they wrote it. You see it. That's where you collect it. Okay, let's go back to that place. Genesis. We'll go back to chapter 1. Verse 1, I mean to say. Okay, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's what? House. Unto where? A land that I will do what? Show thee. Continue. And I will make of thee what? Hi. Somebody read now. And I will make of thee what? Number one, promise. Number two, and I will do what? The word bless was littered everywhere. But that's one of the things we are looking for. Is it not true? Is it not true? May God bless you at all. It's not at all. Bro. Okay, let's see. And thy name. And make thy name what? And thou shalt be what? I'm no more blessing you now. I will make you an omen of blessing. When people want to be blessed, they will come to you. This one is not. Hallelujah. What God meant here is that Abraham, from now onward, by peradventure, people or a nation is in need of a blessing, they will contact you even when you die. This one is not that if they want a blessing, they will pray to me again. the blessing have been handed over to Abraham. He said, I will make you what? Is that phrase, can you interpret it if you are an English student? I will make you a blessing. Okay, let's progress. Continue. And I will do what? And I will do what? Are you seeing it now? By peradventure, you fight that blessing, you will be cursed. By peradventure, you bless that blessing, you will be blessed. So the way to assess the blessing is to be what? Bless the blessing of Abraham. Am I the one that said it? Wait, am I the one? Calm down. See, everyone, open your ear and open your eyes. You will see things. Don't just be saying, hey, ah. Before you say, hey, let it be that something drop inside. You say, hey, and you hold it. God say, I will make you a blessing. One. So, go back to that chapter, verse 2, I mean to say. Sister, do you see that? Do you see this column? Yeah? Meaning that you want to interpret what he said there. Is it not true? Okay, continue. So, I will do what? Bless them that do what? Yes. Read now. And I will do what? Yes. And in thee shall what? Yes. Is your family there? Yes, sir. How far now? There is something you don't know because we are praying in limbo. We are praying in limbo. We don't know where our blessing is, and we are looking for it up and down. Other than what? Because you will see believers, immediately they heard about prosperity and blessing of God, they will open business. Is it Abraham that told you that you're... He has promised he will never fail. Okay, let's go back again. I'll follow. I will follow you. He has promised he will never fail. He's faithful. He is forever. Before and after, any man want to interact with blessing, what he will do? He will encounter Abraham. Abraham. You must encounter Abraham. And by God's grace, we are going to see how you are connected. Because if you are not connected, it's another ballgame altogether. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, okay, you need to know how we now that are the Gentiles are now connected to this thing. How we are switched in. But God called it that we are grafted. If you know what is grafting, yeah, how many of us know what is grafting? Agriculture. It's like bringing a guava tree, yeah, and you cut out one branch, and you bring orange branch, and tie it at that place. You cut out that thing. When you tie it, leave it for some weeks, it will glue. And instead of that thing dying, you will see that it will grow. This one will be growing guava, and this one will be growing orange. What happened is that it is sapping, it is using the sap from that guava to sustain himself. But he's still bearing orange. Meaning that we are not qualified, we are not part of the people. Because even if this promise, because if I go down, you see it's for him and his seed. Even though that seed is Christ. But also his descendants are participants. Are you getting what I'm saying? The promise, as long as you come out from his loins, you don't need to struggle. You see Isaac, he went to his Philistine, and Bible said the same year he planted. What happened? Because of what? The promise of his father. The promise God gave his father. Jacob ran up and down, but they told them that you are in covenant. As long as you come out from these people, you are a called out set of people. You can't struggle what others have struggled. You are a chosen generation. Yes, a royal priesthood called unto what? Christ. See, the issue is that you have not yet found yourself in this lineage. You are still seeing yourself that you are from Okeke's family. Bible says he that is in Christ is what? You are not responding. All things have done what? Behold, all things are what? Christ have redeemed you from the curse of law. Being made what? A curse. So that what will happen? The blessings of Abraham will do what? Come to the Gentiles. That's the roadmap. Jesus need to carry the curse. There was a substitution that happened. I want to follow my journey, my diary, but there was a substitution that happened. Naturally, we are not qualified to be called. We are sold out. We are sold out. If God can do anything, it's for the children of Israel physically. But Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 9 that they rejected, they did not accept it. And God called us. Huh? God called you, God called me, and grafted us into that place. And it means that, Kwaku, that what is sustaining you and powering you now is what is coming out from Abraham. You don't need magic. You need to see it with the eyes of your spirit. Don't look at me physically. If your eyes of the spirit is not visualizing it, I'm trying to paint a picture for you. Because that's why I use both the grafting. I'm trying to paint it for you. That where you are socketed now, where you are, it's like a socket. Yeah? My iron is, if I want to iron, what will I do with my iron? I will socket it to light. Is it not true? If I leave it there small time, what will happen? It will charge. Let me tell you, by peradventure you think it's by walking that you will be. Let me tell you, devil have robbed you of many things. You must first of all know what the covenant you are operating for, the promise that is working for you. By peradventure you engage in anything, you are not engaging it like a man that is that lack focus. You are not engaging it like a man that is not. I know who I am. I can't fail in anything. They told them that they will be the head and not the tail. Anywhere they go, they are bragging with it. It's not a boast, it's what they are. This is what they are. It's not. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the knowledge galvanizes every action. Actions they are taking. If you find them in any office, just they will tell you, give me 5 years. I will own this company. Give me 10 years. I will take over this nation. There is what they know that is making them to live a life like that. They know the blessing that is following them. Because if you see blessing littered everywhere here. Because if we begin to and I will bless them that bless the anchors and continue next verse. This is not the place. Genesis chapter 12. The next verse. 4:4:4. And Abraham departed, and the Lord was spoken unto him. Lord, and blah, blah, blah. That's it. If you go to chapter 17, you will see another place God did. Now, I want to, first of all, number one thing, promise of God is blessing. Number one promise of God is blessing. If you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, you will see where God showed them where and where you will be blessed. He said, you'll be blessed in your going out. Is it not true? I don't want to go there because I have many things. You'll be blessed in your coming in. Your basket will be blessed. It means that God project blessing upon everything they do. If they go out, they are blessed. If they come in, you know what it means? By peradventure, you leave your country to another country. You are not going there as you carry something. There is something following you. People are under famine. You don't understand it. You have been galvanized. I know there is something that is upon me. It causes everything to turn to gold. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. The reason why you see equate yourself with unbelievers is because you don't know what is playing, what has been handed over to you. How can you equate yourself with unbeliever? A Hittite. That's why David came out and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You see, when we are talking about our God, this guy will come out. That you are a giant does not count anything. We know the God we serve. We know that man. You can't win us. I want something to sink inside you. You can't go into business and do business like an unbeliever. Follow them. Something pulls them to me. I'm not equal with them. There is no competition in this thing we are doing. Just give me a few minutes. Give me a few hours. Yeah? They said that Jacob went into Egypt and they made him head over everything. God prospered him. He went to Potiphar's wife. What is making that man, that guy, to live like that? There is something that he knew that is following them. I'm a descendant of Abraham. Throw me inside dungeon. I will make it a palace. They showed him. The guy was not full of depression. He knew something. Something. So they told them that people like you, even if you are found in desert, you turn it into a fruitful field. And they run with it. That's number one first. Your mindset needs to change. Many of us, Abraham blesses our mind. You know, what is that thing? How are you connected to Abraham? Yes. Because if you know that your father is rich, there is a way you live your life. Is it not true? Just your physical father, is it not true? There must be a knowledge you must have. I am first of all connected to Abraham through Christ Jesus. If you read the book of Romans, if you read the book of Romans, Galatians, I mean to say, let's go to that Galatians fast. Galatians chapter 3. Fast. Let me just give us this thing before we open many things about it. Verse 3. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's read together. I want to go. Are you so foolish? Having begun in what? In the spirit. And you now made perfect by what? Continue. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. Continue. He therefore that ministered to you the spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he therefore that they which are of what? The same are what? You didn't soak it in. I know. Didn't soak it in. First of all, you must accept that you are a child of Abraham. See, this knowledge is something you sit down like this. It's not, no, you sit down and talk to yourself. I do it. I will sit down sometimes. I'll be talking to myself. I'll be talking until the thing drop inside. You must acknowledge I followed that faith series. Oh God. I follow the faith series that actually is combination of all these things are intertwined. It's not different. First of all, you must see yourself as not the daughter of Ezra. Okay, again, you are a daughter of who? Jesus looked at a woman that devil pressed at her waist for 38 years and said, is this not the daughter of Abraham? Kai, is this one not the daughter of Abraham? What is devil doing on her? Come out! Are you not the son of Abraham? Why are you like this? You see, we must go back to know it. Are you getting what I'm saying? The day you are brought into the kingdom, your family changed, your lineage, everything changed. That's why Jesus is telling you, you need to deny all those guys. Deny them if you are serious to follow me. Is that not what he said in Luke chapter 14 verse 25? Is even deny yourself because you are not part of them again. Many of us like our family so much that even when our family denied us, we are still weeping for them. I am born into a family, the family of God. Let me tell you, there is a new family that you are adopted into. Eh? That family is in the. Okay, let's read it again. Go back. Let's read it again. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are what? The children of Abraham. Say, I'm a child of Abraham.
I'm a child of Abraham.
convince yourself. Say, I'm a child of Abraham. Say with every conviction, I'm a child of Abraham. The blessings that run in that lineage is for me. The promises of God is for me. That's how it's done. You can't be just hearing. You must convince yourself to believe it. There must be a conviction. You must. The thing will be telling you, are you not from Akabe? And he said, No. I'm not. Are you not the son of Joseph the carpenter? No. Are you not? Is that not the sisters and the brothers? No. I'm a child of Abraham. I insist. Let that knowledge stay. I choose to believe it. I choose to accept it. I accept this truth. I accept it. Somebody accept it with me. I accept this truth. I know it. I'm a child of Abraham. I am a child of Abraham. Malasula Kapalakaya. Sam Brandon. Are you hungry? Are you desperate? This is a migration that is taking place. Migration is taking place now. Shabra Kapala Taska. Shura Kapata Koskabo. Masuka.
I belong to the family of Yahweh.
Somebody accept that truth.
I belong
in
a high place. I am standing on the water of Jerusalem. Yeshua, who is the Holy One,
the prophet in Yeshua, things that are making you not to participate in Jesus' name. See, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there must be a deliberate actions you would take whenever you see a promise of God. It's not in limbo. There must be a deliberate action you would take. You must sit down and work on your mind and work on this thing. You want it to come immediately. Your belief system needs to change. You must accept the truth. Are you a child of Abraham? He has a sinking sight of me. Has that thing? Have you come to a place where you know that you know it is? It's not something that you are arguing again. It's only that time that you will see that. Thomas, see, when you begin to migrate and build this thing, one of the things that will happen also is that you begin to see. Your eyes will open. You will see Abraham here. I'm telling you, Abraham is not dead because God cannot. Yes, Bible said it. He's not dead. God cannot give him this kind of thing and make him die. How are we going to participate in it? You will see. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are what? Continue. And the scripture foreseeing that God will do what? Do what? Preached before the gospel unto who? Saying in, let's read together, want to go? In thee shall all the nations. Pastor Shima, there is no other place. By peradventure, you are looking for blessing anywhere. We need to tell you where the blessing is. Say, it's not in Rungwa. It's not in Ariariaba. It's in. God packaged it inside that man. So you come and over yourself inside to come there. It's only those that are of faith can find themselves there. Are you getting what I'm saying? If only you assess there, only those that are of faith, those that are born again, first of all, and that you are born again is not enough. You need to know. There must be a clear cut revelation about this thing. This is not what you are just thinking. Continue.
So then, which be of faith are what? Blessed with the faithful. You are blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Yeah. So, are you saying it with conviction now? Do you see? You are now, there is a little conviction down inside your mind. So when you say, I'm blessed, you will know how you got there. You are not just saying, I'm blessed. You look like this. I say, where will you go? Come. I'm not moved by the circumstances of this world. I know I am jointed, connected to Abraham. My blessing is not seasonal. Like a tree planted by the riverside, I bear fruit in season and out of season. I can't run dry. I will not shed my leaves. I'm evergreen. I bear fruit. I know where I am. When men say there is a casting down, I say there is a lifting up. I am a child of Abraham. The promise is for us. The blessing is for us. We don't struggle for blessing. It is our inheritance. It is our inheritance.
Standing on the altar of Jerusalem, who Yeshua, who is the firstborn, who Yeshua, who is Lord.
Listen. These descendants are the people that God said, anything you lay your hands doing shall be what? Prosper. You know, you put it before, but you don't know how. You must understand how the relationship, how you are connected to that. Okay, you say it like this. See, you talk. See, many people, you need to learn how to talk to yourself. You need to know how to stay quiet and talk. So, the people in our family, there is a promise that if we touch anything, increases. That's the mindset Joseph went with in the house of Laban. Yeah? Laban denied him many times. He said, forget it. I have the rod. I have something. He would tell him that, okay, the spotted one, you know, is class. Spotted, if you know about all these sheep and all these things, spotted ones are very scarce. Is it not true? The guy look with the eyes of a man. That's the challenge of average believer. When the economy is hard, you look with the eyes of a man. You begin to see with your physical eyes. How shall we pay the rent? How am I going to pay rent? I wanted to come back from Cameroon. You know, my sefer didn't have enough sefer cash. So because I want to follow a new route. So I woke up that morning, I said, Kai, I need to stamp my passports. And it will take me like 30,000 sefers. Plus my money. Plus my transport. I was telling you this, there is no money. Like, there is no money. I told our brothers, help me to pack my bags. I need to go. I don't need to kill myself on what I can do. No, see, I will not keep myself on what I can do. All I need to do is to set up and begin to go. That's how I think. People that have stayed with me know that's how I do. I can wake up early in the morning and say, brothers, let's go. You are saying, where is money? I say, how does it concern me? No, people that stayed with me know that's how I live my life. Naturally, I will not keep myself. So I was talking with one brother. He said, how far? I said, I'm traveling. He said, wow, do you have money? I said, I don't have enough. He said, how much did you have? I said, I have like some money in Naira. And Naira and Sefa now is not your mate. 1,000 Sefa is 2,500 Naira. So if I change my money to Sefa, I will have 12,000. 30,000, I will have 12,000 Sefas. Bro, I said, I won't try it. I won't try it. Let Naira be Naira. Let Sefa be Sefa. Be where you are. If I cross boundary, I can spend this one. If I, the guy say, I was a guy say, if I send you $100, will it be enough? I say, yeah, just send it first. Yeah, Waji, you are telling me you send me $100. If I change it to Naira, do you know how much? Almost something thousand. You're telling me. Forget that $100 is big. Bro. Yes. As I send it first, the alert, immediately the alert, I say, okay. I told my people, let me go and stamp my passport and I'm traveling immediately. They were shocked. I said, don't need to be shocked. I don't think how will it come. I don't predict. See, I need to trust on the covenant I have with God. There is a promise. I know it might be hard for you, but you can grow into it. I didn't wake up one day and started doing it. I need to sit down. Do you know what is the whole earth? That I need something and it will not come. It's a lie. That's how I think. It's a lie. I don't care what I need. Do you know what is the whole earth? It's only you that is seeing the contact in your phone. God will drag one person. I was on my own. I didn't know who is there. I didn't know the person. I've not shouted. The person said, send, okay, Pastor Caleb is the person. Send your account number in Facebook. I say, see these guys. See these young guys. I said, okay, let me try. I sent it. The guy said, send your phone number. That's why I said, I won't try it. How can I send my phone number? So that you will rake everything in my account. Do you know what? I don't know the guy. I don't know him. He's not in Nigeria. He's not in Cameroon. The guy searched for my contact. Got my contact. Push 100,000 there. And send me the receipt. Meanwhile, I was snubbing him. I told him, thank you. Later, I went back. I said, how far? Where are you staying? You can't live like that now. I don't care whether, even if there's everywhere is desert, even if there is no hope, even if there is no famine is everywhere, the ravenous bird will bring something for me. How is it not the same ground that others planted, that Isaac planted the same year? Is it not the same ground? Looking at it, there is no rainfall. Is it not true? Something is inside. It's not about where you are first. Is that where God wants you to be? You bear fruit. You are of Abraham. Say, I'm of Abraham.
I'm of Abraham.
You see? When this thing sink inside you, Emadon, eh? You stop competing with occult people. We are not mates. We are not in. Isaac so much got rich that I'm the king of, they told him, get out. You are greater than the whole nation. Get out, leave us. Leave us. We are afraid of you. We are not. You see, this thing, you know, many people think it's just, it will just jump inside you like that. Mm-mm. Say, mm-mm. There is a walk. Let's continue by the grace of God. Are we getting it now? Are we following now? I pray that God will help us. I have not listened to anything, God. Let's continue. For as many as are of the works of the law are were under the curse. For it is written, what? Read, want to go? Curse is everyone that committeth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Continue. Let's continue. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Evidence. For the just shall do what? What do you believe? Dosa, what do you believe?
flourish. I flourish. I flourish. Like a palm tree, I flourish. In season and out of season, I flourish. I don't, first of all, look at my present condition. I see the truth inside. I stay on it until it come out. That's how it work. Don't walk by sight. Bible says it's by what? It's by what? What you believe. Because your faith will be tested. For sure, it will be tested. You don't think it's just one or the other. No, you stay there and build it 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 and build it. I insist, I flourish. I'm the seed of Abraham. In this Cameroon, I will bear fruit. In this Cameroon, my influence will be heard. The gospel will prevail. We don't run by the system of this nation. We don't run by the economy of this nation. We are sustained by the wealth in our clan. I'm a child of Abraham. The angels of our father Abraham prosper us. I continue saying it. This is who I am. I accept it. This is who I am. I accept it. I am not another person. This is who I am. I accept it. This nation will bear fruit. Oh my God. This nation will bear fruit. As I step my feet there, this is our inheritance. We build here, we establish here, we expand, we grow. We have a heritage here. We have inheritance here. We have inheritance here.
I am standing.
The earth uses increase to me.
Altar of Jerusalem.
In Jesus' name.
Yeshua.
The earth uses increase to me. See, you must know this. You must know this. Or else you will go there, you will till the ground, nothing will happen. The earth will yield its increase to you if you want. Abraham is not struggling. Any season and out of season, if you plant anything, he's aware that he must yield fruit. Say the earth uses increase for me. Anywhere I find myself, whether north, whether south, whether east, anywhere I am, I don't care. What people are passing through does not concern me. Nigeria cannot define the state I will live. It's not. All those things they are writing in newspaper is for them that will believe it. Bible says, if you believe the report of men, what of the report of God? There is a report God gave us. Continue. And the law is not of what? But the man that doeth them shall do what? Let's continue. Let's read this one. One to go. Christ. Next verse. Let's continue. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise. Let's go back to the previous verse and read it again. And read this one. If you project the two verses together, you can do it. Project the two verses if you can. Can you do it? Can you do it? Okay. Let's read this place again. One to go. That the blessings of Abraham will come to me through Jesus. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I want you to personalize it. Many people are too aware of the cause plaguing them. Is it not true? That's how your people used to do. That's how your people used to think. But there is a declaration here for you. Let's read it. One, two, go. Another promise here is the promise of the Spirit. Come here, but I want to go down a bit. I will still come here. The promise of the Spirit.
before anything said, God had promised Abraham something. You see, the New Testament is just the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament. Is it not true? There is nothing that you can see. You know, many people believe only in the New Testament. They don't believe in the Old Testament. But it's the same thing. Because if you read it here well, you will see how you are connected to Abraham. Is it not true? If you read the Old Testament, you might not know how the game was played. Is it not true? It's the two of them. If you go to the book of Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 4, you will see the same thing. They were being explained how you are connected into that place. Everything, even Jesus. Because the seed, if you check the seed, it's not, he didn't say seeds. Is it not true? I think we need to go there. Go down fast. Fast. Time is running. 14, 15. Let's go there. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but man's what? Covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or do what? Added thereunto. Continue fast. Now to Abraham and what? Is it plural or singular? So the seed there is not Isaac. Hallelujah. Because if it's Isaac don't die. Is it not true? But he said not unto seeds as of what? Many. But as of what?
One.
And to thy seed, which is who?
One.
Do you see it? The seed he's talking about is who? Do you have Christ in you?
You are a child of Abraham.
So God captured, God prepared the seed. So by peradventure, you accept Christ. That thing automatically, it's much like your DNA will change. Are you getting what I'm saying? If they install Christ inside of you, automatically you are a child of Abraham. Let's read it again. Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he said not unto the seed as of many, but as of what? And to thy what? Seed, which is what? Let's continue. And this I said, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, pay attention. The law, which was 430 years after, cannot what? You didn't say it yet. Cannot what? He's telling you about where the covenant was made. 430 years then. We don't know how many years now. We add 2,000 years to it. Are you getting that it should be made the promise of what? Non-effect. Even if it has stayed more than 2,000, that 3,000, the promise cannot be made non-effect. The thing is establishing Christ. As long as Christ is alive, you are connected to Abraham. Are you following? Are you following? As long as Christ is still alive, you are connected. Because you see, by God's grace, I don't know, I wanted to stand and listed many blessings that God promised Abraham and the rest. But first of all, I need to establish this, because if I establish it well, when I'm listing all those things, you will know how all of them. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, and this I said, okay, continue. Next. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is not more of what? Promise. But God gave it to who? Abraham. By what? Continue. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of what? Transgression. Till the seed should do what? To whom the promise is what? Who is that person? Christ. And it was ordained by the angels in the hands of who? A mediator. Continue. Now the mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is what? One. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. Say God forbid. If there had been a law given which could have given life, very righteousness have been what? By the law. Continue. But the scripture have concluded all man all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be what? Given to them that do what?
Do you believe? Continue. But before faith came, we are kept under what? The law. Shut up unto what? Faith, which what should afterward be what? Revealed. Continue. Wherefore the Lord was our what? Schoolmasters, to bring us what? Unto Christ, that we might be what? Justified. See, all the work was going on for you to be grafted to Abraham. That's all this thing, all this ball game, all this thing playing out now. Because where everything is captured is in where? Abraham. Say Abraham. Continue. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under what? The schoolmaster. Continue, please. For you are all the children of what? By what? Where? Can we read that place again? Once you go. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Continue. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have what? Continue. Therefore, there is neither what? Nor what? There is neither what? Or what? There is no neither what? Or what? For what? For ye are all one. Bible adventure, you are a white man. You are not. You can't come and begin to tell us that this thing is for you guys. You are a black man. This thing is for you guys. You are a man. This, you know, that time, men have their special this thing they used to give them respect. Is it not true? You know, a Jewish man. No. Christ came and broke the curtain of demarcation. He cleared everything that anywhere from him. Even if your family has been the poorest and you accept this Christ, the promise of Abraham is what? It's for you. That's what you used to run. And you jump out from that people. That cause, that thing. He said he has already redeemed you. He will not redeem you again. The redemption work has been done. With your eyes open to see it. Why are we still passing through this strange path that is not looking as if the promise of God is true? Is it because we have not seen it or heard it? Or we don't believe it? Because this, see the work that Christ did. Verse 1, down. He was, everything was being, oh, God was busy doing everything so that every family will partake in this. Everybody, male or female, children. You can't come and say that we are, no, it's for only pastors. It's for only these people. It's for, no, everybody. I heard when Papa was asking many a few days ago, during 50 days, do God want to? Can God use you? Somebody say yes. We he? Somebody if it's we. The same thing to this thing. Can God bless you? Yes. We he? That we is your willingness too. I know that God is willing. There is a way you approach him. Hello? Hello? If God is willing, there is a way I will approach him. It's when I don't know whether he's willing or not. That's when there is a problem. Will he bless you? Not everybody that said it. Will he bless you? Your mentality needs to change. He's willing. That's how I used to say it. It's not just that he will. He's willing to bless me. He's willing. I will say it. He's willing. He's willing. He's willing. He's willing. Let's go to the next verse and I will leave you. Now I say that the hair, as long as he's a child, okay, it has finished. Ah, this is a continuation. If I read here now, many people fail there. I say, if you're a child, divided not what? That is another thing. It's a continuation of that verse. Now, number one thing I said is what? Blessing. Is it not true? And how can we accept? Where is the blessing? How can we assess it? By what? Faith. It's easy now to understand. So by peradventure there is no faith. You know, there is two faith there. Your faith in Christ and also you accepting it. Because outside that faith in Christ, you are not qualified at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we getting it? Are we getting it? This, see how this thing is done. When you go back like this, sometimes you need to shut down many things and sit down and begin to meditate on this. That's how to enter it. Don't be disorganized. Shut down. Sometimes off TV, put phone in flight mode. That's how I used to do. And I'll begin to see it. Soak it, see it, soak it, see it. Sometimes I'll walk around. I can't see one place. I'll walk around. I'll walk around. Sometimes the most convenient place in the toilet. I go to the toilet and sit there. Yes. It's a restroom, sir. I'll begin to internalize it. The thing need to enter. By force. You need to. Yeah, for that, as good as you need to. Immediately enter. I say, I cash. Yeah, yes. I have it. It will begin to manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how to walk. You can't just be careless. After hearing it, you just go, you know. No. Soak it. There is a way you internalize it, you dream it. Yes. If you are good in meditation, I would say by multitude of activities. Is it not true? Many of what you are dreaming is what you do. You can dream your future too. You can change your dream. I'm telling you the truth. You can't sit down and be seeing naked one pushing you up and down, and you are saying they are pushing you. Why wouldn't they pursue you? You watch pornography. Meditate, ponder on the word. Let me know why your dream will not be clean and clear. You enjoy it. Sometimes when you wake up, your spirit is not yet back. It used to happen to me. When I woke up like that, my spirit is, I will stay like this. I will until the thing drop back. I don't know whether it used to happen to others. If I wake up like that, I know that I need to stay until my spirit come back. The guy has been busy doing many things, seeing things, joining in the things that I've been meditating. It's just a matter of time my physical body will join. In Jesus' name. Okay, the promise of the spirit, that's the second one. But I believe the blessing touched many things. So, is it not true? That's why I use it, because many people will say, what of barrenness? What of money? If you read the book of Deuteronomy, you will see many of it there. It can't be barren. It's not possible. No, it's not possible. I once asked myself a question. I've not seen a barren hen, a barren cow. Piam, they take him. Piam, they take him. Even Bible said that God give them their meat. None of them like husband. You don't know. Even that one in your house that don't have mates, your mother will carry it and go to another woman's house, and they will mate and get pregnant. So God can't carry you like this and give you your husband. Anyway, Sha, I'm not a preacher of marriage. Hallelujah. Mentality need to change. Ideology need to change. See, sometimes Bible said you can use the things of this world to know how the things of the spirit works. There are sometimes, I know you are praying, sometimes think, if this God do, just picture things. One of the things that happens is that when you are doing that, Holy Ghost will begin to give you inspiration. Meditation. Let me tell you, meditation, there is, and is one of the hardest things the average believer can do. Activities. Stay one place. Just stay one place and forget everything. You can't do it. Meditation. What you see is what you have. You heard Papa saying it that time he was teaching on faith. You are praying the thing, but you have not seen it. How will it come? You have not seen yourself inside the thing. When I was meditating, I was asking God, see the distance, see where I am. He said, one of the things that happen is that when the thing comes inside you, it's much like a magnet on inside. It begins to attract both the attitude. Your character will change. I'm telling you. Yes. There is a way you meditate and see yourself in a particular place. You see your accent will change. Your intonation will change. Everything will change. When you are seeing yourself with all this apple. Aburu, how would your language sound like that?
sit down and say, go to Abraham, look and see as much as your eyes can see. That's what I have given you.
As much as your eyes will do what? That's another promise of God, yeah? Because you can come into a nation, what you see is only your tent. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The promise of the Spirit, go back to that place.
I could help me. There are many things to say, but I'm asking God. God Almighty.
Okay. Okay, let's read verse 14. Let's read only verse 14. Let's go there. Want to go? The blessings of Abraham.
If you read the book of Joel, also chapter 2, verse 28, you will see where God say that in the last day I will do what? You know, many people are praying for revival, but they don't know outpouring of the Spirit. In fact, when we talk of revival, many people see it in church. God's answer is outpouring of the Spirit. If God wants to answer you now, He'll pour His Spirit upon you. In any matter. Bible says, until the Spirit is poured, what will happen? The desert, is it the wilderness will not be what? Can you get that place for me? Can you get it fast? Okay, let's read it. Once you go, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted. So whenever there is dryness, what will God do? It's not to supply your need first.
Hallelujah.
I believe my time is over. God, Jesus Christ.
Until the Spirit is poured upon you, because the Spirit now will begin to galvanize your actions. It's the Spirit that will tell you, oh yeah, pick this business and do it. You can't just wake up and do business. I know God said you'll be a kingdom financier. Where did you get that inspiration of that thing you are doing? Are you getting what I'm saying? Is it the Spirit that is poured on you? Because if the Spirit is poured on you, you will be aware. It will be evident that even if you are in dry ground, you will be what? Fruitful. You break up like a cedar tree. Huh? Like a plummet, nothing can quench you, nothing can stop you. It's just a matter of time. Your branch will spread all over the city, and men will come under you to take shield. Is the Spirit poured on you? That is a promise of God for outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Can we open our mouth and pray this evening? Huh? Something needs to rest upon my life. Is there an outpouring upon you? Why are you struggling in the wilderness? Why are you struggling? There is no outpouring. There is no outpouring. It's when there is an outpouring. It's just a matter of time. You will break out. You will break out. You will break out. You will break out. Circumstances that is holding others down is not for a man that is under the influence of the Spirit. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. The barren womb will not take him. Until the Spirit be poured upon us. The barren land. Eh? They say that Southeast does not yield increase. You cannot do anything in this land and prosper. The Spirit, an outpouring. Somebody pray. There is an outpouring you need. The environment you find yourself, as long as it's God that keep you here, cry for an outpouring. It's just a matter of time. You will wash great. Pour out your Spirit upon us.
Send us a river, send us a river to thee. Oh, send us a river, send us a river to thee.
Let up your heart for the water. No plan is too hard. The man that is walking by the influence of the Holy Ghost, I will put my spirit upon you, and you will do this.
Send us a river, send us a river today.
Let there be an outpouring, let there be an outpouring, let there be an outpouring
today. Send us a river, send us a river today.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The reason why you still find it hard in any area is that there is not yet an outpouring. You hear Papa saying that this land is not favorable for ministry. But many of us have seen the influence of what is going on here all over the world. What is going on? Is it not an outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Why are you looking at yourself and thinking it's by yourself? Can you make a cry and say, God, let there be an outpouring in my family everywhere?
Send us a river, send us a river today. Send me a river, send me a river today.
Let up your heart for it.
Oh Lord,
let it
flow. Send me a river, send me a river today.
Let it flow.
Oh Lord, send me a river, send me a river today. Oh Lord,
send me a river, send me a river today.
Came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.